Testing, 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 testing. Brazil's Congress has approved a constitutional amendment that guarantees domestic workers the same labour rights as any other worker. The amendment approved Tuesday night is expected to be ratified by President Dilma Rousseff early next week. Christopher Wells spoke with Claire Hobden, an expert on domestic workers with the International Labour Organization, about the effects of the legislation.
Basically, in Brazil, they already had quite a number of laws protecting domestic workers, but my understanding is that there was a desire to ensure that domestic workers had equal rights to those of workers generally. In Brazil, you know, there are, I think, about 7.2 million domestic workers, 93% of which are women, so it's a pretty significant number of people. And I believe that this is going to help a lot to bring human rights and equality to domestic workers.
And can you tell us some of the actual effects of this legislation for domestic workers in Brazil?
The legislation will basically limit the working hours to 8 hours per day, 44 hours a week, after which they would have the right to overtime pay. So this is critical because one of the main concerns of domestic workers around the world is that their working days are often without end, and the remuneration that they receive never really takes into account overtime or night work in many cases. So this will really allow a lot of people, the 7 million domestic workers, to actually have a better balance between their work life and their family life, which also is a means of realizing their human rights. So the effects should actually be quite significant. I understand that they're also extending certain aspects of the social protection to domestic workers, which also, it goes without saying, you know, the right to social security and to health insurance and all of these things are rights that most workers have, that workers have generally, and so it will do a lot towards increasing their equality in the country.
And can you speak a little bit to the situation of domestic workers generally throughout the world?
Mm-hmm. Well, the situation at the moment is that there are, at the very least, 52 million domestic workers worldwide. That's a very conservative estimate that the ILO produced recently. There's a publication that came out in January called Domestic Workers Across the World. It also found that their legal coverage, their coverage by labor laws, is quite minimal. So in terms of labor laws, generally 10% of them are covered to the same extent as other workers. And more than 25% of them are completely excluded from labor law coverage. So basically what this means is that where the rest of us enjoy a limited work week, minimum wages in many cases, and the right to paid annual leave, weekly days of rest, the domestic workers don't usually enjoy that in probably about half the world's countries. So some of the things that can be done to improve that situation is happening already in many countries in the world, and Brazil has certainly led the way on many of them, is to generally, first of all, extend legal protections, effective legal protections to domestic workers. This means including them in the labor legislation in terms of working time, in terms of remuneration, and in terms of social protection, and also access to justice and prevention of abuse. There's also a lot of activity in terms of awareness raising that can happen, because one of the primary issues in domestic work is that domestic workers are not considered real workers deserving of these rights. So there's a lot of social perception that must be changed also, such that the domestic worker is considered a worker and so that their employers really view themselves as employers as well. And this will be really key to implementing the legal protections that are put into effect. So that's another area of work. And then finally, I would say that domestic workers around the world are also really trying to organize themselves, ideally into trade unions, so that they can also build up their collective organization and their ability to negotiate with employers if employers were to organize themselves as well.